With over 20 years at the helm navigating financial waters, he's a contributor to the Fox Business Channel and the author of the Best Stocks Now newsletter. He's president of Gunderson Capital Management, and he's here live on the Wall Street Business Network. Here is Bill Gunderson. And this is Rob Sanford sitting in for Bill Gunderson, along with Stephen Gunderson. We call Fridays Sanford and Son Radio. We're sitting in for the captain himself, who is steering the ship remotely from his secret bunker. Good morning, Stephen.
Good morning, or we also call it B-Team Friday.
B-Team Friday, that's right. We are lovingly referred to around the office and in the studio here as the B-Team. So you have the B-Team here on this Sanford and Son Friday. And nevertheless, we were trying to start the show, and for some reason it got tangled up in the airwaves, and for some reason didn't come through as expected. But we're here now. Life goes on as normal for this Sanford and Son Friday, and we've got lots to talk about this Friday morning as we're looking at the market. I don't know where we are in the show right now, so we're just going to talk until we hear music again, and then we'll be back on track. Stephen, tell us about the market today, and then we'll recap the week.
For Friday, market is down 110 points. The Dow's down 110. The Nasdaq's down about 15. S&P's down 12. Oil's down 3.5%.
Oh, no.
Gold's up 0.5%, though.
Okay.
We got a down day in the market.
A down day that rolled off a down afternoon yesterday.
Right. After that three-day rally.
The three-day rally. You know, I was talking to your dear old dad last night about that three-day rally. And you know what's amazing to me is, you know, he has been putting in some hedges over the last 3 or 4 weeks. He's been applying inverse funds to the market and really kind of putting out a safety net. Mm-hmm. Making sure that his clients are protected in a market that tends to be getting very bearish in some areas and sliding off in some less than upward momentum type tendencies. And he said, you know, the last 2 or 3 days was a fake rally. That's what he said yesterday. He said it was a head fake. It was a head fake in the market. He said, you know, What that's like is in the middle of winter, one boat going out and catching a whole bunch of fish. And so everybody gets their boat, gets their gear, spools up new line, runs out there, and oh, the school's gone. And he said, you wait and see. He said, and this was, I think, Tuesday and then Wednesday and then Thursday. He said, you wait and see. This is going to stay in that bearish trend for the unforeseeable next little while. And he says, I'm going to stick with my safety net. I'm going to stick with my inverse positions because I think that this little head fake for the last 2 or 3 days is not an accurate indicator as to what's really happening with what he calls, and I'm putting up the air quotes now, a sick market. Mm-hmm. So I thought that was very wise of him to have that position and to really kind of see through that one catch on the one boat that got everybody to spool up their gear and to go out and catch fish or try to catch fish, and then they weren't there. So any thoughts on that? Any insight as to him? Because that was just my conversation in the hallway with him. Yeah. Has he talked to you about it at all?
Not really. He doesn't talk to me.
He doesn't talk to you. He just makes you do stuff.
Yeah, he basically just told me that he's still sticking with his, you know, inverse funds. There's no reason to sell them yet. And, he still sees a sick market.
Yeah. I should explain.
A lot of weak stock charts out there.
For those that are new on the radio show and maybe are listening to us in some of our new markets, Stephen and I fill in on Fridays so that Bill can sequester himself in the secret bunker and work on his newsletter, which will come out tomorrow in the inboxes of all the faithful followers all over the world. And as he's working on his newsletter in the secret bunker, which we can almost see the hill from here where that bunker is, as he's working on the newsletter, he is texting me.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah, he is. He's saying this. And now I'm going to quote Bill. Here it comes. directly from the remote wheelhouse. He says, I looked at 4,300 charts yesterday. You know, that's a lot of charts. How does he not walk out of his room stumbling and bleary-eyed, which he sometimes
does. He does.
He says, if he does. He says, I did not like what I saw. That's what he said right there. And so as we look at the market today, it almost looks like he is a financial prophet. You know, he really got it right. He called it right this week. He said, man, that was just a head fake. And then he goes on to say what he does like. And here comes the tease. I'm going to tell you the rest of his text when we get back on the other side of the break. This is Rob Sanford and Stephen Gunderson in for Bill. You're listening to the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. We'll be right back. Is your IRA being managed by a robot? Does a nameless, faceless computer program make automatic decisions about what to do with your hard-earned money? Perhaps your employer conveniently invested your retirement with a supercomputer mega big box warehouse brokerage firm, and now you're simply thought of as just another number in a vast sea of millions. This is Rob Sanford for Gunderson Capital Management, and I'm here to testify that Bill Gunderson is no robot. I've seen him. Bill is in the office every single day from bell to bell, personally and actively managing the accounts of every single client. He never leaves the helm or turns over the wheelhouse to some junior trainee or office deckhand. He's the skipper. His decisions are thorough, well thought out, researched, and conducted with great care. So give Gunderson Capital Management a call at 855-611-BEST. If you're driving right now and can't write it down, just search Bill Gunderson on the web when you get home. So say goodbye to the robot and shake hands with Bill Gunderson today.
What are the leading asset classes in the market right now? Stocks, bonds, cash, gold?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
What are the leading indexes in the world currently? U.S., Europe, Japan, South America, emerging markets?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
What are the best sectors in the market now? Energy, technology, retail, financials, healthcare?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
What are the best stocks in the market now from a valuation, relative performance, and technical perspective? Exxon, Celgene, Apple, Delta, to name a few.
BestStocksNowApp.com.
The BestStocksNowApp database currently has over 4,000 stocks, indexes, exchange-traded funds, and mutual funds to choose from. What are the best ones now?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
The BestStocksNowApp was invented by Bill Gunderson and Douglas Apperly. Bill Gunderson is the president of Gunderson Capital Management. In addition to the PC version, the BestStocksNowApp is also available on Apple and Android platforms.
BestStocksNowApp.com.
Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter gave a buy signal on the market on March 27, 2009. That was just 18 days after the S&P 500 had finally hit bottom at 666. The buy signal has been in place ever since. How valuable was that call in the weekly newsletter to investors? The market has more than doubled since then. While market pundits were clamoring about a collapsing dollar, runaway inflation, and soaring gold prices, Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter told investors that stocks were the best place to be. Bill Gunderson is not a permabull, however. At some point in the future, the newsletter will give a sell signal. Investors, be warned. The last bear market took 53% out of the S&P 500. Why not sign up for a free 4-week trial to Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter? You can do so by visiting his website at pwstreet.com. Again, that's pwstreet.com.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
Back to the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour with professional money manager Bill Gunderson of Gunderson Capital Management here in San Diego, California, where it's, I think it's headed to be a beautiful weekend in the high 70s, no wind, no clouds. It's going to be a gorgeous weekend for baseball.
Hey.
Tomorrow is our first scrimmage game for Point Loma Little League.
Nice.
And we're ready to head into opening day next Saturday, in which I think on opening day, the Gunderson Capital Management team, it takes on something like In-N-Out Burger or something like that.
Dang it, that's a tough matchup.
It's a tough matchup. In any case, we're here this morning. This is Rob Sanford and Steven Gunderson. We're filling in for Captain Bill as he is sequestered in the secret bunker, working on the newsletter that will come out to the inboxes of all of the subscribers and wannabe subscribers all over the entire world. And while he's over there in the secret bunker, he is texting us. He's giving us the guidance that we need to discuss the market as he sees it. And really, that's what the newsletter is all about. It kind of gets into his noodle, and it becomes the Gunderson, the Book of Gun, the Book of Gunderson scripture that he puts out every single week on the financial markets. And as he was poring over his 4,300 charts yesterday, and did not like what he saw, he went on here in the text this morning to say, gold, comma, silver, mm-hmm. comma, and inverse funds looked best. Now, that sounds like a total hedge to me, and almost opposite as to what he has been doing for the last several years.
Yeah.
Why? You know, I mean, 100% opposite to what he's doing the last several years.
Yeah. I mean, everyone who's listened to this show knows that Bill has said stay away from gold for the past, 6 years.
Yeah, he has.
And now all of a sudden, starting to look a little bit better.
Along with inverse. He stayed away from inverse for the last 6 or 7 years.
Yeah, so, I mean, that's a pretty big shift.
For him to send that information out. And then he goes on in his last sentence as he's texting us with his from the remote helm. He says, time for a big safety net.
Yeah.
You know, yesterday on the show, Bill was talking about these circus performers that are in Cirque du Soleil and in Barnum and Bailey Circus, and how the high wire and trapeze artists and those folks that are in the circuses, the ones that are really uninterested in living, they don't use a net. You know, they're the ones that if they fall, they die. But the ones that that use a safety net, they usually don't fall, but at least the net's there in case they do. And I think that's Bill's real claim to fame, is that he's willing to, I'm watching a helicopter crash right now. It looks like it's in San Diego Bay, doesn't it?
It does,
at Point Loma over there? Anyway, well, I got sidetracked here because we're watching Fox Business, and there was a YouTube video of a helicopter going down in a bay. Nevertheless, I digress. We should turn that TV off while we're on the air. But then we couldn't see the stock reports as it's coming through.
Yeah, it's good. Maybe something breaking news will happen and we can break it down.
And we can break it. So anyway, back to what Bill was talking about and the safety net. He said, you know, if money managers would just put in a little bit of a safety net for their customers, perhaps when things get a little bit sideways, when they get a little wonky, when there's nothing really to profit from in a down market, that safety net can be the inverse of a down market and help them possibly profit in a situation like that. It's a different move than those mega big box guys down the hall, than those places that aren't allowed to use inverse funds, that they don't even know how to use inverse funds.
Yeah, they stay fully invested, but, even in a year like 2008, and you see your portfolio go down 50%.
50, 60%, and they stay fully invested. And then when their panicked client calls up, they say, oh, well, we've got you in an asset allocation. We've got you in a pie. We've got you in, stay the course. You know, it'll all come back. Don't worry about it. Well, in the meantime, why not protect that 50 or 60%? Why not protect it in some type of hedge or some type of safety net? What Bill uses is inverse funds. Now, interestingly, you know, you and I, we are the kings of going to lunch while your dad stays here and works.
Yeah, we try every place around here.
We try every place there is. And so we have occasion to use the elevator when your dad, he stays in here working and staring at charts, those 4,300 charts, and getting bleary-eyed. And then when he does go up and down, he uses the stairs. So he keeps his ticker moving. We're going to croak before he does because he's going to have a stronger heart than us.
Well, we walk to lunch. I mean, that's pretty good.
Oh, we do. We walked to Hodad's this week.
Yeah, that was a long walk.
Ten blocks. We walked 10 blocks.
To get a bacon cheeseburger.
Are you there?
Yes, please. Keep talking, please.
Oh, we're still on the air.
Yes, you are.
That's great. Okay, now this is going to be the worst Gunderson Capital Management Best Stocks Now radio hour ever. We thought last week was going to be the worst. I think we've topped it this week.
Yeah,
this
probably.
So last week it was our equipment that was the difficulty. This week, I think it's either our equipment or
probably a mixture of the two.
We're having a hard time communicating. It's a good thing Bill is at a remote location working on the newsletter. He's not going to mess with our email. You know, it's the kind of thing that we get on a roll, we start talking about something, we hear the music come in the background, and then we, doggone it, are we on the air anymore? So we got to be real careful as to what we talk about, because we might just start talking about gobbledygook and they're hearing it across the country.
I mean, the only thing we talk about that's weird is baseball. That's all right.
baseball
and music and food.
And air drums.
Yeah.
Okay, so anyway, I'm on the elevator, and as I'm going down the elevator, I'm talking to one of the guys, and I said, now, are you guys using inverse funds to protect some of your clients? One of the guys kind of looked puzzled. Like, what is an inverse
What's
fund?
An inverse fund?
What is it? And the other guy said, we're not allowed to use inverse funds. So the junior guy there said, he was kind of acting like he didn't know what it was at all. And the other guy said, we're not allowed to.
Man.
So more to talk about when we get back on the other side of the break. This is Rob Sanford, Stephen Gunderson, in for Bill. You're listening to the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. We'll be right back.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
Is your IRA being managed by a robot? Does a nameless, faceless computer program make automatic decisions about what to do with your hard-earned money? Perhaps your employer conveniently invested your retirement with a supercomputer mega big box warehouse brokerage firm, and now you're simply thought of as just another number in a vast sea of millions. This is Rob Sanford for Gunderson Capital Management, and I'm here to testify that Bill Gunderson is no robot. I've seen him. Bill is in the office every single day from bell to bell, personally and actively managing the accounts of every single client. He never leaves the helm or turns over the wheelhouse to some junior trainee or office deckhand. He's the skipper. His decisions are thorough, well thought out, researched, and conducted with great care. So give Gunderson Capital Management a call at 855-611-BEST. If you're driving right now and can't write it down, just search Bill Gunderson on the web when you get home. So say goodbye to the robot and shake hands with Bill Gunderson today.
What are the leading asset classes in the market right now? Stocks, bonds, cash, gold?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
What are the leading indexes in the world currently? U.S., Europe, Japan, South America, emerging markets?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
What are the best sectors in the market now? Energy, technology, retail, financials, healthcare?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
What are the best stocks in the market now from a valuation, relative performance, and technical perspective? Exxon, Celgene, Apple, Delta, to name a few.
BestStocksNowApp.com.
The BestStocksNowApp database currently has over 4,000 stocks, indexes, exchange-traded funds, and mutual funds to choose from. What are the best ones now?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
The Best Stocks Now app was invented by Bill Gunderson and Douglas Sapperly. Bill Gunderson is the president of Gunderson Capital Management. In addition to the PC version, the Best Stocks Now app is also available on Apple and Android platforms.
BestStocksNowApp.com. Are you having a hard time being in the right places at the right time in the market and being out of the wrong neighborhoods when troubles arise? Why don't you download Bill Gunderson's app, Best Stocks Now, on your Apple or Android device? Every day, the Best Stocks Now app ranks the 45 asset classes that you have to choose from as an investor. It is absolutely vital to be in the right asset classes and out of the wrong ones. This has the potential to greatly increase your portfolio returns over time. It is also important to be in the right sectors of the market and out of the worst ones. The Best Stocks Now app ranks the various sectors in the markets on a daily basis. The app also ranks about 3,500 investment choices daily. The ranking is based on performance, value, and technical patterns. Download the app today from the Apple App Store or the Android Marketplace. That's the Best Stocks Now app.
Nearly every day you hear a tragic story on the news about a teenager and the internet. Well, Be Safe Online would like to share some positive news with you. News of families who have prevented similar tragedies because they were protected with the ultimate family internet filter.
A dad from Ohio writes, "It stopped the kids from getting on a few sites that they should not go to. And the best thing is the time restraints. Online time now ends promptly at 11 p.m. No ifs or just a seconds anymore."
Writes a mom in Minnesota, "I questioned my oldest son and he admitted that the ads he saw in a honey magazine made him curious. He went online to check it out and he told me Be Safe Online blocked it. Thank you so much."
And who can forget the dad in Georgia who wrote this? "With Be Safe's help, I managed to keep my 14-year-old away from a guy who, shortly after, was in the paper for raping another 14-year-old. God bless Be Safe. Go to BeSafeOnline.com and protect your family today. That's BeSafeOnline.com, the letter B, then SafeOnline.com.
And welcome back to the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour with professional money manager Bill Gunderson of Gunderson Capital Management in San Diego, California. We're coming to you coast to coast, nationwide, north to south, east to west, and clear out in Hawaii on the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. This is Rob Sanford filling in for Bill along with Stephen Gunderson, son of a gun, heir to the throne, the Gunderson that will come along 40, 50, 60 years from now when Bill is laid to rest and Stephen takes over the helm. But we're fortunate that there is, like in a football game, a second half to our radio show. The first half was a little bit rough. We had some technical difficulties coming out of Texas where the show's produced, and then we had a little bit of technical difficulty here in our in-office studio where our show originates. And so both segments, I think, got a little bit tangled up. It's like the first and second quarter of the football game fumbling on both opening drives. And yet we have the second half to come back. And I'm going to make a guarantee here. I'm going to guarantee that the Gunderson Capital Management Best Stocks Now Radio Hour is the best financial radio show that anyone has ever heard, or will give them another hour free. How about that? Isn't that a great guarantee?
That's a great guarantee.
So if it's not the best financial show you've ever heard in your entire life, with the best advice as you listen Monday through Friday, even to the B team, your next hour that you listen to the next day will be 100% free.
Yeah.
Is that awesome?
That's great.
All right. So money back guarantee. All right, so let's talk briefly then about Bill's safety nets and inverse funds. Because I was talking in the last half, as we fumbled through that last quarter there before we came into the second half, I was talking about the guy in the elevator.
Yep.
The guy in the elevator who didn't know what inverse... Now, remember, this is a guy who works for a mega big box supercomputer warehouse brokerage firm. He didn't know, A, what an inverse fund was, and the other guy said they're not allowed to use them.
Yep.
Okay? So that's a disadvantage right there. That's like being a football team with no defense, only being allowed to play offense, but then not ever being allowed to play defense, or only having five guys on the defensive line and no backfield at all.
Yeah.
All right? So then I noticed that the guy who didn't know what inverse funds were, I noticed he was also carrying a skateboard. Now here's a guy who's, probably in his first job out of college, working at a mega big box firm, in a suit and tie, riding a skateboard to work. Now, this is Southern California, so, skateboarding's cool.
It's pretty common.
Yeah, it's pretty common.
Yeah.
But I asked the guy, I said, now, how do you get any dates when you pick up a girl on a skateboard?
They get on back.
He says, well, if I get enough clients, if the market turns around, maybe I can buy a car this year. And, good for him that he's working. He's not on the Obama gravy train. He's not trying to get something for free. He's not on the Bernie Sanders patrol where he's out there wanting everything free, including college. He's probably got some student loans or maybe some college debt.
I'm sure he does.
Good for him for riding the skateboard to work every day. But his whole goal is getting more clients so that he can buy a car. That's his deal. And he doesn't know what inverse funds are. So that worried me a little bit. I thought to myself, if I'm a person who spent my whole life trying to accumulate some retirement, maybe I've had a 401k that I've contributed to for 20, 25, 30 years. I've rolled it over into an IRA. And I turn it over to junior planner with a skateboard who doesn't know what inverse funds are. Maybe there's some...
I wouldn't feel too confident.
Yeah, but I wonder how many people know who they're turning their money over to.
Yeah, that's true.
I wonder how many people know who the person is in charge of their account or in charge of their funds. And really, that's where Bill shines. That's where you can get to know Bill on a one-on-one personal level. And if somebody wants to get a hold of or talk to or get to know Bill, he's not secret guy behind the curtain of the Wizard of Oz. He's a guy who hands out his cell phone number to folks and actually answers the phone. Yep. He's here all day long, Monday through Friday. Yep. He's here willing to talk to people about their portfolio, about their 401k, their IRA, their retirement fund, their brokerage account, even if you're not a client. Even if you're a guy that, or a girl or somebody that doesn't even have an account with us, he'll sit down with you over the phone and give you some advice about your individual investments, about your statement, about where and what you're doing right now. So
it's true. And if you become a client, no one trades in your account but Bill. He's the only guy for all of the clients we have.
And that is awesome.
Yes.
You're working with the guy you know.
So what you hear on the radio is what you get.
That's right. He's actually the guy.
Yes.
He's not turning it over to Skateboard Boy.
Right.
To do it for him. He's actually the guy who's doing it. So I got to believe that there's folks in markets that listen to this radio show that don't feel like they really know Bill all that well. We're a relatively small firm. We've got just a few folks that work in the office around here. It's a father and son operation. You can talk to and interview Bill. You can get to know him through the radio show, through his newsletter, through his website. You can come in and talk to us, sit down in the office if you're out here on the West Coast and get to know us a little bit better. But name and go through a few ways for the folks how they can get to know Bill, how they can plug in to the various places. Number one way, which is?
You can go to the website.
Okay.
GundersonCapital.com.
All right.
Click on the Contact Us button and fill out your information, and we'll get a little email from you.
So people are driving in their car right now. They're not going to remember GundersonCapital.com, but they could Google Bill Gunderson.
Right.
Right?
Whichever one's easiest for you.
Just Google Bill.
Google Bill Gunderson and take you right to our website, probably.
Okay. And, or Best Stocks Now. And it probably will. Probably be the first thing that comes
up
in Google.
It will be.
First or second thing. Bill Gunderson, Gunderson Capital Management. Bam. You're plugged in.
Yep.
So now you're plugged in. You're on the homepage. And what do you do?
Click Contact Us.
Contact Us.
Yep. I think on that page it has our phone number. It's got a little form you can fill out if you don't want to call us. Some people don't like the phone. I understand that.
Yeah, but like Glenn or myself or Steven or Claire, somebody's going to answer the phone.
Yep.
And we're going to talk to you and spell it all out for you.
Exactly.
All right, go ahead.
And, you know, we'll ask you some questions, get to know you a little bit and see what you're interested in and see how you're doing in the market and, you know, get you started.
Hopefully, you'll see the value in becoming a client of Bill Gunderson. Because really, I mean, that's the goal. We'd love to talk to you about your individual portfolios and your stocks and your statement and what's going on. But really, the goal is to feel comfortable enough with a guy like Bill that you're willing to allow him to manage, to buy and sell and trade and protect with inverse funds or whatever it takes at the time, protect what it is that you've worked your whole life to accumulate. Mm-hmm. And that takes some trust. But here is the next point that I'd like to make. If somebody does turn over their IRA or their brokerage account, whatever it is, for Bill to manage, those funds or that account is held by Scottrade.
Yes.
It's not held by Gunderson Capital Management.
Right.
Explain the process there.
Yeah, so there's a popular show that just started actually this week. I think it's called Madoff.
Yeah, exactly.
I haven't seen it yet, but I've actually heard good reviews about it. That's a pretty good TV documentary on Bernie Madoff. A lot of you know him by name.
Which has scared a lot of people from financial planners for years.
I totally understand that.
Sure.
Those people who were investing with Bernie Madoff would write the checks out to Bernie Madoff.
Right. With absolute confidence.
Right. Oh, yeah. Huge companies are doing it. Billions of dollars. And
here you go, Bernie.
We are not like that. We have you write the checks out to Scottrade if you are writing a check or you're transferring your account to Scottrade. Scottrade is our custodian, so we can't do anything without notifying Scottrade and vice versa. So we can't go into your account and take your money out. We can't do any of that stuff. Scott trades.
Now, Bill can look at it. Bill
can look at
it.
He can trade on your behalf.
Right.
He can never pull out money.
Right.
So that's the big difference between us and a Bernie Madoff. You're writing the checks to a custodian who has complete control. They're practically like a bank.
Exactly.
And we can't access that.
And that's really the way to do it.
Yeah.
There's so many good things to talk about. We're actually having a better second half here. We're pushing back towards the direction we should be going. This is Rob Sanford and Stephen Gunderson. We're in for Bill, and we'll be right back. Is your IRA being managed by a robot? Does a nameless, faceless computer program make automatic decisions about what to do with your hard-earned money? Perhaps your employer conveniently invested your retirement with a supercomputer, mega big box warehouse brokerage firm, and now you're simply thought of as just another number in a vast sea of millions. This is Rob Sanford for Gunderson Capital Management, and I'm here to testify that Bill Gunderson is no robot. I've seen him. Bill is in the office every single day from bell to bell, personally and actively managing the accounts of every single client. He never leaves the helm or turns over the wheelhouse to some junior trainee or office deckhand. He's the skipper. His decisions are thorough, well thought out, researched, and conducted with great care. So give Gunderson Capital Management a call at 855-611-BEST. If you're driving right now and can't write it down, just search Bill Gunderson on the web when you get home. So say goodbye to the robot and shake hands with Bill Gunderson today.
What are the leading asset classes in the market right now? Stocks, bonds, cash, gold?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
What are the leading indexes in the world currently? U.S., Europe, Japan, South America, emerging markets?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
What are the best sectors in the market now? Energy, technology, retail, financials, healthcare?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
What are the best stocks in the market now from a valuation, relative performance, and technical perspective? Exxon, Celgene, Apple, Delta, just to name a few.
BestStocksNowApp.com.
The BestStocksNowApp database currently has over 4,000 stocks, indexes, exchange-traded funds, and mutual funds to choose from. What are the best ones now?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
The BestStocksNowApp was invented by Bill Gunderson and Douglas Appleby. Bill Gunderson is the president of Gunderson Capital Management. In addition to the PC version, the BestStocksNowApp is also available on Apple and Android platforms.
BestStocksNowApp.com.
Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter gave a buy signal on the market on March 27, 2009. That was just 18 days after the S&P 500 had finally hit bottom at 666. The buy signal has been in place ever since. How valuable was that call in the weekly newsletter to investors? The market has more than doubled since then. While market pundits were clamoring about a collapsing dollar, runaway inflation, and soaring gold prices, Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter told investors that stocks were the best place to be. Bill Gunderson is not a permabull, however. At some point in the future, the newsletter will give a sell signal. Investors, be warned. The last bear market took 53% out of the S&P 500. Why not sign up for a free 4-week trial to Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter? You can do so by visiting his website at pwstreet.com. Again, that's pwstreet.com.
Are you having a hard time being in the right places at the right time in the market and being out of the wrong neighborhoods when troubles arise? Why don't you download Bill Gunderson's app, Best Stocks Now, on your Apple or Android device? Every day, the Best Stocks Now app ranks the 45 asset classes that you have to choose from as an investor. It is absolutely vital to be in the right asset classes and out of the wrong ones. This has the potential to greatly increase your portfolio returns over time. It is also important to be in the right sectors of the market and out of the worst ones. The Best Stocks Now app ranks the various sectors in the markets on a daily basis. The app also ranks about 3,500 investment choices daily. The ranking is based on performance, value, and technical patterns. Download the app today from the Apple App Store or the Android Marketplace. That's the Best Stocks Now app.
Jack was ready to quit and justified in wanting out. Ineffective boss, deadweight co-workers, no recognition, a struggling business. He dashed off a blistering resignation by email, then hit the delete key. Now, more coolly, he picked up the phone to arrange an evening with an old mentor. Later, he talked things over with his best friend, who happened to be his wife. The next day, a renewed employee went to work. This is Howard Butt Jr. of Lady Lodge. The new Jack was just as aware of his job's shortcomings. Only now, he intended to be the difference he had long wanted to see. The best change to a bad job starts inside us, in the high calling of our daily work.
Learn more at thehighcalling.org.
I'll tell you, the best part about this show, every single week, is being able to watch Steven Gunderson play air drums to the bumper music.
Hey, we both do.
I'm telling you. But you look like a drummer. I mean, I can visualize the kit in front of you. You know where all the drums are, the rack toms, the floor toms.
We should put one in the office.
Yeah, I can actually see it. The hi-hat, the snare, you know where the kick drum is. Clearly, he has been a drummer in his past rock star life. Hey, this is Rob Sanford and Steven Gunderson. We're filling in for Bill on the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. And you are listening to us live, guaranteed to be the best financial radio show on the planet, or your next hour is free. And we love to fill in for Bill on these Fridays because we can just kind of talk about whatever we want to talk about, except for when Bill texts in and tells us what to say and how to say it.
Tells us to shut up.
Tells us to shut up and start talking about stuff that people want to hear. Okay, now in the last segment, as we slid through that third quarter, I think we almost tied the game. We put our defense back on the field. We didn't have the fumbles that we did in the first and second quarter, and we talked about how folks can get to know Bill in a less-than-Bernie Madoff fashion. So that was good. I like that little segue there into Billism. And so now, as they get to know Bill, and they send over their statement, and they talk to him a little bit on the phone, and they want to become a client, maybe they're unsure about that process and what takes place. Maybe they're just dissatisfied with Skateboard Boy. You know, maybe they're dissatisfied with the computer program that always answers the phone wherever they're having their money managed now. Maybe they're just dissatisfied because the guy that they originally signed up with some firm somewhere has now moved on or retired, or the turnover is such to where they don't have any idea who's managing their funds anymore, and they want to have a name, a face, a person that they feel like they know that they can call on the phone and say, "Hey, Mr. Money Manager, what are we doing this week? What are we doing? What's the process?" After they get to know Bill, he takes a look at their statement. What's next?
So, yeah, we send him some paperwork to fill out, join ScottTrade.
Is it a big, giant pile of paperwork?
You know, it's actually not that bad. I've seen other, big brokers. I've seen their paperwork, and they can be, 20 pages.
Like filling out a mortgage.
Yeah, it's crazy. Yeah. ScottTrade makes it pretty easy. To open up a new account, it's like 2 pages.
Yeah, it's really pretty simple.
If you have an IRA, it's 3 pages. So, yeah. I mean, yeah, it's not bad at all. We get that going.
Do they need to call their old firm or let them know?
They don't need to. Yeah,
they don't need to.
If they're transferring from somewhere else, ScottTrade will handle it all for you. They'll handle
so
the whole back end. Yeah.
It's transparent.
Unless you want to give your person a heads up, but who wants to do that?
Say, "Hey, I'm breaking up with you."
Yeah. They might call you for the first time once they get that.
It's kind of cool. You have a middle market. Yeah. That's a good point. All of a sudden, you decide to transfer your funds over for Bill to manage, and that guy who hasn't called you in 2 or 3 years might call you and say, "Hey, I was just thinking about you."
Yeah,
yeah, sure you were.
Yeah, so they handle it all for you, and you know, it takes a little bit of time if you're transferring an account.
It does.
Takes about, I think we say 7 to 10 business days for that account to transfer over. So if you want to get your ducks in a row before you transfer, that's always a possibility. Say you own some crap that you don't want to own anymore. You can sell that before you transfer it over, or Bill might tell you, you know, some things to sell just in case.
Yeah, because he will have looked at the statement first, right?
In case the market, you know, is doing terrible still, you know, you don't want to be sitting in those same funds for the next 7 to 10 business days. We've had some people actually who were unhappy that they still own stuff before it transferred to us, and it's not our fault.
Hey, man, you know? Sell it. Call your mystery guy that's supposedly managing your funds and tell him to sell that doggone stuff. Park yourself in cash for a few days, and then, and then Bill can start with a clean slate.
Yeah,
because
he most likely will anyway.
Yeah, he will.
He'll get it all. He might just sell it all.
Right.
But it also depends on how much some people don't want to use, who they're using to sell it, because maybe they charge more than Scottrade charges. You know, we get $3.50 a trade, which is pretty good.
Yeah, that's cheap.
It's really cheap.
That is.
And they give us a special discount.
They do. Bill's on the board of advisors with Scottrade, and they feel like they, you know, they take care of him. And then Bill passes on that savings to his customers, which is pretty nice.
Yes.
To have that discounted rate. And so now that they've transferred their funds over to Scottrade, and they've signed a little form allowing Bill to not only look at it, but also to buy and sell on their account on their behalf. What's the next step? What starts to happen then?
So Bill will call you.
Yes.
And he
regularly.
Yeah, and he'll get to know you and what your goals are, and he'll put you in a group, and he'll start trading for you. And it's a slow, gradual process. It's not. He's going to invest you 100%, right?
So he doesn't fully invest your account right away. In fact, he probably never fully invests the account.
He does.
He does.
In a good market, it'll be fully invested.
Okay. All right.
But in this market, you won't be fully invested.
Right. So he parks a little bit in inverse.
Yeah, right now he's got
like some in cash.
40% cash, I think.
Which is pretty doggone smart.
Yeah, because I mean,
he's got the cash on the side,
yeah,
you know, as that safety net.
Exactly.
So that's
so
that's
he'll
good.
Start investing slowly. He'll only buy you fresh ideas. He won't buy you something that he's owned for a year, unless he still really likes it. Maybe he'll go back and buy it. But for the most part, he's only buying fresh ideas along the way.
So I like that whole philosophy. So he'll take a customer's account, get rid of all the garbage that was in it in the past, kind of start with a clean slate, almost like paying off the credit card, getting rid of all the junk that's on there, and then walking through the stores and looking for the stuff that's on sale.
Right.
And looking for the good opportunities. And I use the analogy walking up and down a stream and turning over the muddy, slimy rocks and finding the teeny tiny gold nuggets that are going to pay off when you cash them in down the road. That's kind of what he does.
Right.
He looks for those opportunities, because regardless of what the market is doing, what a segment is doing, or a sector, or what an entire index is doing, there's always something that you can find that's doing well. There's always a company or two or ten that are doing well, despite what the entire index is doing. And that makes the difference. Bill is a stock picker. He's not just an asset allocator. He's not just an index buyer. He's not just a mutual fund buyer. He buys the individual stocks that make sense. Right?
Right.
So, if you want to do it, make sure you call us at 855-611-BEST. Go to GundersonCapital.com or just Google Bill Gunderson. This is Rob Sanford and Stephen Gunderson in for Bill. You've been listening to the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. We'll talk to you next week. Have a great day, everybody.
This show is not a solicitation to buy or sell any securities. Bill Gunderson or clients of Gunderson Capital Management may have long or short positions in stocks mentioned during the show. Gunderson Capital Management is a fee-based registered investment advisor. All accounts are held at Scottrade. Scottrade is a member of SIPC and FINRA.